and weighed around 150, 160 as a freshman, he have a good chance. And it's not because of his weight. It's because the kid, well, he's almost a born athlete, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a lot he has to learn. He might not start in ninth grade, but see, that ninth grade, you can have more advanced learning. While his senior bikes are going that well, by the time he gets a senior, he'll know more than they know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have a couple of ninth grades on the team. Well, it's not just to bench them, but to let them sit back and learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
How long have you been? Were you on it when you were in ninth grade?
Yeah, I made varsity in ninth grade.
Oh, so you were on the
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, my ninth grade, yeah, I didn't play as much as, you know. I played as much as I expected I would play, but I didn't play, you know, enough to establish anything. I learned a lot. Well, I played by mistake. I was ninth grade. I was playing wide receiver. Well, I was playing little league football in the field, sixth and seventh grade, so I was playing quarterback then. And in high school, I was playing wide receiver, and all the quarterbacks happened to get hurt that night. And we didn't have a quarterback, so I had to play it. You know, I didn't have any experience in high school quarterback.
Oh, gosh.
Big 300-pound, 200-pound linebacks blitzing on me. I didn't know what to do.
And how much did you weigh?
I weighed around 103, 102, something like that. I was little. And, I didn't know what to do. But that game led me a lot, you know. Well, by the time I was a sophomore, I had played a couple of games. I played about two or three or four plays a game, you know, something like that. Well, I got over my fear of getting hit. And all that, you know, I was just scared, all that. I learned how to read defenses by the time I got my sophomore year. I practiced on my arm. I got my arm stronger than I practiced on my legs. Well, I just took my paws together and stood and then threw that thing.
Well, how did you
were
showing me that article.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you hurt your knee?
Well, I got tackled, I was throwing, and my cleats were stuck in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dude tackled me, my feet didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So I just knocked my leg to the side. It didn't
hurt.
Did
you have it operated on?
I mean, we just had it stitched back up. You know, just torn ligaments or something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay, you know, it hurts every now and then. If I don't run on it and warm it up, if I come out and just start throwing and shooting a little basketball on it while it's cold, I probably have a chance of tearing something up in the game. I know it'll swell up,
mm-hmm.
but after a run, you know, take a couple of laps, get the same warmed up before I do any type of, you know, hard work on it, sports activity. So other than that, as long as I take care of it, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you talked about your football.
How about
telling me more about your band?
My band? Oh. Wow. What you want to know about the band?
Yeah, like how many people are in it?
Oh, wow.
Where do you play? Stuff like that?
People in the band, I don't know how many right off. It's done. Well, we have one vocal, his name is Bill.
Mm-hmm.
He's placed, it's okay to mention name?
Oh, yeah.
His name is Bill, he plays.
You think they don't care?
Yeah, they don't care. He plays the congos, the bungles, and he's a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a twin, a set of twins,
mm-hmm.
named Donald and Ron. They are vocals. They're two male vocals too, and along with Bill. They are two girls in the band, female vocals. They're Veronica and the Janice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're, that's just the vocal, not the band part. We have a 9-year-old. He's on the synthesizer.
Oh,
and he read music at the top of his head. He's real good.
What's his
name? We have a 10-year-old on the organ. He reads music. His name is David. They're brothers.
Brothers, yeah.
And that's the organ and the synthesizer. Their father, you know, he's deceased and he taught it to them, you know. We have the horn section. We have, on the saxophone, we have City. That's his nickname. His real name is Bertram. He plays the saxophone. And on the trumpet, we have Country.
Mm-hmm.
City and Country. His name is Adrian. He plays the trumpet.
City and Country.
And Country. That's the nickname. And on the trombone, we have Reginald.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm on bass. We don't have a lead because, you know, we have a synthesizer that fills in for the lead. And on drums, well, we